This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The president-elect of the United States had an announcement this morning about handling business conflicts as president. Donald Trump's news came as a cascade of tweets, which leave some open questions here. To tackle that, we have Marketplace's Mark Garrison. Mark, first, what do we know from his tweets?
So he says, quote, "I will be leaving my great business in total." And he goes on to say, quote, "legal documents are being crafted, which take me completely out of business operations." Now, we reached out to his transition team. I talked to the Trump Organization this morning. The spokesperson for his business says there's nothing to add to the tweets right now. So the tweets are basically the thing we have to go on. It's always important with any Trump tweet series to give the context. And other than saying he'll have a news conference about this issue on December 15th, there's nothing really new here. And a lot of details are still missing in what he's actually going to do about potential business conflicts as president. It seems to be in line with what he said in the past. He mentioned his children in the tweets. They'll be there at the announcement. He said in the past that he'll turn management of the companies over to them. Now, that alone won't be enough in the eyes of bipartisan critics who are worried about how business conflicts could affect his presidency.
All right, then what are some of these critics calling for Mr. Trump to do?
So there have been calls from right and left to basically transfer his assets to a blind trust and have an independent person manage his wealth. And if the kids are involved in the management of the companies, there needs to be a firewall so they basically can't talk business with him or with the administration. They can talk to him about the grandkids, but you can't talk about this hotel or that golf course or whatnot. Now, all the recent presidents in both parties have done something like a blind trust, including some very wealthy people. It's more complex. Complex for Trump, obviously, because of his assets. But unless he does something about these conflicts, there will be these continuing questions about his policies and whether he's making choices because of his business interests.
Now, you've been reporting on this, Mark. Give me a sense of some actual potential conflicts of interest.
There are many around the world. I mean, the president makes appointments to the National Labor Relations Board. It recently ruled against his Vegas hotel in a union dispute. There's the General Services Administration, which is basically the landlord for his Washington hotel. Various other government agencies, the IRS, the EPA, they can all make decisions that could affect Trump businesses. There's money owed to foreign banks, overseas real estate deals with people with foreign government connections. A lot of potential conflicts here.
Marketplace's Mark Garrison, thank you for that.